the smell of Spanish chicken and rice. So exciting to be back here. Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. It is an amazing experience we're having. But if you've never been to Le Cordon Green and the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, you really don't know what you're missing. And what better way to do that? Because we're going to be spending a lot more time here. Mm-hmm. Chef Amanda, this is a great place to come to learn more about the egg. But better yet, explain exactly what you do here and all the things that you do.
So one of our most popular classes is the basics class, and that teaches everybody the tips and tricks that we have figured out through sharing information that we want to share with you. How to control temperature, how to light the egg, how to maintain it, all the little things that you want to know. And then we cook some amazing stuff. We grill donuts. We plank salmon.
I have not grilled donuts?
Yes. Brandy, peaches over grilled with grilled donuts. You got to get the Krispy Kreme. See, that's the thing. You can't get the cake donut, and you can't get the hot donut now. You got to wait till it's like been there a day or two, and then you're going to stick that sucker on the egg for 11 seconds on each side. It's amazing.
It's second life. Yep. It's a much better one, too.
That's right. Second life. I like that. Yes. So that's one of our big classes, but then we also do seasonal classes, and we do couples classes once a month. We did a bacon and bourbon class, which was pretty spectacular. We do Chopped Challenge, where you can come in and we'll give you guys some ingredients and give everybody a box and see what they can do with it. Friendly,
wow.
Yes, and but they also get one of our expert pitmaster teams and team members, and they will be with you to guide you. So if you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, is there any salt? Is there any oil? You've got somebody with you. So it's very approachable. So if you're nervous about your egg, don't be come in. We're happy to help you. We also are going to do a big Hanukkah dinner. We're going to do a holiday pie making. Yes, pie on the egg. Yes, you can. Pie in the sky, eggs. Holiday egg-made gifts. This is a make and take. So we're going to make
make and take.
Smoked salts, smoked seasonings. We're going to smoke cheeses. And with that, we're going to do some jams and marmalades that you can take with you. So you'll smoke this cheese, and then you can take it, and a week later, you let it sit in your fridge. Then you can cut it up into smaller pieces, wrap it, and give it to, as gifts.
And you know, the great thing about it is the Big Green Egg can also be a great cold smoker.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
It really is. I mean, I've done some amazing cheeses, and I took some Carolina Reapers, ground them, which you got to be very careful.
Yeah.
Number one, you better wear gloves, and number two, you better wear a face mask, because when you're grinding a Carolina Reaper, you are just... Did you see the video that was going around about the team, a news team somewhere got together, and it was Carolina Reaper Day or something, so they all decided they were going to eat a Carolina Reaper, and there was one female, and they're all like...
No,
these are very hot. Oh, they're all chit-chatting, doing their talking head stuff. Well, she took a bite of it. She goes, well, I handle pepper. She bites it, and she goes,
ooh.
Oh, my God. And then she's looking. She gets a cup of coffee.
Oh, oh.
And she slugs it.
Oh, my gosh.
10 seconds later, they're all chit-chatting, going, whoa. She bends over. You don't see her. And one of her people goes, oh, my God, she's throwing up. She literally threw up in her coffee cup after she ate the Reaper.
Goodness. Well, you know, there is a trick to cut the spiciness. An Indian friend of mine that lived in our neighborhood used to invite us over to dinner all the time, and she cooked very, very hot, authentic food. And she taught us that if you eat a piece of milk chocolate, the oils in the chocolate will coat your palate and stop that burning sensation.
Oh, what a great tip. See, these are the tips and tricks that you'll learn when you come to the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. Because we've made that mistake. We want to make sure you don't have to. So, you know, if you guys are out and about for the holidays, also a gift card would be fantastic to get for your friends and family that have an egg. And, you know, they're like, I don't know what to do with it, or I've done the same old chicken over and over again, or I want to learn how to do my turkey. How do I do my turkey on the egg this year? How do I do Thanksgiving? We have all the answers. You've got all the questions. So come on by anytime you guys want to and take a class or come for an event.
Mm-hmm. And there truly is no turkey like a Big Green Egg turkey. The color that you get on those birds off of the egg is beautiful.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Whoa!
I got a chance to meet the Big Egg himself.
Woohoo!
He's here every Saturday. It's like the man never goes home. But his wife appreciates it when he does.
Yes.
And it's very nice.
Yes.
But I understand. Really?
Yeah.
Chef Amanda.
Yes.
You have been withholding the care package that he gave to you.
I have indeed. You know, it's a secret. It's a secret that I'm going to let him hand to you. I was the keeper of the secret. I'm going to give it to you.
And now, this is Artie Ronnie. You're going to hear his interview from Eggtoberfest. Now he's ripping it open. A pink slip. Jeez. Artie, what a guy. Let's see. Thanks for all you do. I got to read this before I read it aloud. Thanks for all you do. Hope you enjoy one of them. My friends, I cannot tell you what this is. All I can say is you know my love for cigars. And these are the best of the best of, you can bring them in a country now. So
for the time being.
Yes, and hopefully this is a great time to promote it because we're going to put this up on our website. We are going to Cuba, my friends.
Whoa.
In June, the 25th through the 29th.
On the
cruise. I got to check those dates. We are taking the Norwegian Cruise Line. We have got a special deal where they're giving you the drink package for free.
And that's Kevin's favorite part.
Yes. And we are going to Cuba to spend a whole day and night. And Artie, they're going to hear a lot more about things in the future. But you've spent a lot of time there, and that is an amazing culture. Get away from the politics of it. Just get with the people and the food and the culture, but the cigars.
Well, sure. Cuba is known for the rum and the cigars, and regardless of the other countries around the Caribbean that have exported some of the Cuban seeds, and so they can claim that they have, quote, unquote, Cuban cigars from the same seed. You know, it's like so many things in the world, whether it's grapes grown in Champagne or wines from Bordeaux or Napa Valley versus Sonoma, whatever it is, there are things, Vidalia onions being another example.
Ceramic versus the big green egg.
Well, there's something in the ingredients, in the soil, whatever it is, and the real Cuban cigar grown in Havana or in Cuba on that soil. Cigar people all over the world say they're the very best. And you're right. The rules right now have been a little bit relaxed to get in and out. I've actually been back and forth. If you can imagine, we have one solitary, very lonely, but very well-worked egg in Cuba.
I didn't know.
And that's because we have been working on a project to take all those old, authentic Cuban recipes, in many cases, have never been written down. Some go all the way back to the Spanish settlers, so we're talking centuries. And so we've been working with a couple people there that have been going all over the island with the egg and finding these old cooks in their hometowns and talking to them. Sometimes it takes days to get them to open up and share their family recipe, which they then adapt to cooking on an egg. So we're very hopeful. That project has been ongoing, as you can imagine, a couple of years. It's not quite like jumping on I-85 and running down to Macon, you know. So it's taken some time, and of course you got the disasters and hurricanes and infrastructure challenges and all of that. It's really been a labor of love for a couple of people over there. But having said all that, we're very optimistic that sometime next year we'll be releasing a cookbook of some of these amazing recipes adapted for cooking these traditional dishes in an egg. So that's been one of the reasons I've been back and forth. And, of course, you know, when I hear that guys like you are interested in cigars, I've got to bring you a couple. So enjoy.
Well, I tell you what, I cannot enjoy anything anymore. In fact, I'm going to watch the Notre Dame game immediately after this, a big game against NC State. But, Artie, I wanted to mention this, and folks are going to hear the interview in the next segment. I got to meet Wassel for the first time, and he is responsible for 44 countries as far as being a distributor. What an incredibly visionary for you two to work together to bring the chefs that you brought to Eggtoberfest. I had the unbelievable honor of working with all the international chefs, and without question, they were some of the most exciting food I've seen. Some of those, and every one of them I talked to afterwards at the after party, and I thanked them all for being nice to me because they really basically wanted to throw me off the stage. But They said the reason we love the egg is because we take our recipes, adapt them to the egg, just what you were talking about, and it allows us a creativity that no other grill.
Well, that's a big part of it. And, yeah, Wessel, our friend in Europe, has been at it for quite a number of years and does a great job. And it's not just his chefs. I mean, you're working with a couple here that I happen to think are pretty good chefs in their own right. And, and they had a pretty good stage going there at Oktoberfest, to say nothing of guys like Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and Linky from South Africa, and Meat Church, and the list goes on and on and on. Matt Pittman and all of them that cooked at Eggfest. But, yeah, you know, the thing about the egg is there's a few things I'll mention very quickly and just as an interesting aside. But as you know, we now have seven sizes. And one of the biggest challenges when you're launching like a double X or a mini max at the other end of the spectrum is whatever recipe you're used to, if you cook something for 45 minutes at 375, it can't be different in another size egg. So that's part of the technical challenges that we go through in developing a new model or a new size is, can you imagine if you published a cookbook and it said, well, you do this in a large, but if you happen to own an XL, cook it this way. And if you happen to, it wouldn't work. It'd be like selling people an oven for your kitchen that says, well, if you're doing a meatloaf, it's this. But, you know, it wouldn't make any sense. So that's a huge part of it. And the other that you provide to a chef is that ability to use that very unique flavor profile of the egg and the convective effect of the egg to create dishes in a way that you just couldn't duplicate even in other Kamados, because the thermal properties are so different of an egg. But to say nothing, if you're trying to cook it in a metal cooker of any type, you know, some of these pellet cookers that are metal, so much of the heat just goes straight through it up into the atmosphere. I mean, you wouldn't dare put your hand on it. You'd burn the heck out of yourself.
Especially if little kids.
You have an egg puffing along at 350, you can touch it. And that just tells you something about the thermal quality of the vessel itself. And that's why chefs enjoy cooking on it so much, because so much of the moisture and so much of your flavor stays inside and it doesn't escape. So that's your little science lesson for today.
Well, thank you, Professor. And I prefer Mary Ann myself, but the professor was fine. But one of the things to remember, my friends, as we go out into the break, as I've always said, at least for the last year and a half, I came up with this idea that we're going to keep pumping. That if you are cooking on anything other than a big green egg, you're just heating meat. And that is the difference between grilling and cooking on the egg. Chef Amanda, when we come back, we're going to talk with Taylor. She's going to cook it up another notch. But thank you again, Artie. Thank you for all the support over the years. Thank you for the care package. And most importantly, thank you for continuing to take the egg around the world. Because one day, the world's going to say, Chef and a Fat Man, why don't you come over here? Now, I may not live to see it, but it may happen. Because you've opened the world, and we appreciate it. Coming right back at you. More food, fun, and celebrating the good life. Le Cordon Green, Big Green Egg Culinary Center. Ain't no better place to learn how to cook it, baby.